Here, a 32-year-old man has been found guilty of stealing the keys of a car which was later used in the robbery of a credit union during which Detective Garda Adrian Donoghue was shot dead in 2013. James Flynn from South Armagh was convicted at the Special Criminal Court this morning. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds was in court and joins us now. Paul, people may well recall some of the details of the background to this case. This was a robbery at the Lordship Credit Union.
That's correct, Brian. It's 10 years since Detective Garda Adrian Donoghue was on escort duty at the Lordship Credit Union that Friday night when he was shot dead during an armed robbery. A five-person gang, it's believed to be four men and a woman, were involved in the robbery of €7,000 at the Lordship Credit Union in County Louth. Now, one man, Aaron Brady, was subsequently tried and convicted of the murder as well as the robbery. He's currently serving life in prison for that capital murder. Now, two other men went on trial. It was a 55-day trial at the Special Criminal Court. They are 34-year-old Brendan Traynor from Emer Terrace, Castletown Road in Dundalk, and 32-year-old James Flynn from South Armagh. They were both charged with the robbery of €7,000 at the Lordship Credit Union on the 25th of January 2013, and they were also charged that between September the 11th of 2012 and January the 23rd of January 2013, they conspired with the convicted Garda killer Aaron Brady and others to enter residential homes with the intention of stealing car keys. Now, the judges amended that charge during the course of the judgment today to limit it to one specific robbery, that of the robbery of the getaway car.
So one found on these charges guilty, the other not guilty. What evidence was heard?
Yeah, we heard that on the 23rd of January 2013, the Volkswagen Passat, which was used as a getaway car during the Lordship robbery, was stolen from a house in Claughorhead. And today, James Flynn, 32-year-old James Flynn, was found guilty of conspiring with Aaron Brady and others to break into that house in Claughorhead 2 days before the robbery and the murder and steal the keys of the Volkswagen Passat, which was used as the getaway car. The court found it was satisfied that Flynn had actually picked up Aaron Brady in his BMW earlier that night for what they termed as night work. There was much evidence given in relation to, there was an expert witness gave evidence during the trial, there was phone traffic between Flynn, Brady and other people. And there was also CCTV evidence which led the court to say that it was satisfied that Flynn had picked up Brady and that Flynn's car was also captured on CCTV that night in convoy with the stolen car later used in the robbery and murder. Now, Mr. Justice Tony Hunt said that Jimmy Flynn, quote, actively conspired with two companions to burgle the house and secrete the car away for use in criminality. But the court also found there was insufficient evidence to place his co-accused Brendan Traynor as a passenger in that car that night or prove he had any involvement that night in that robbery. So the two men are still facing judgment in relation to the charge of the robbery of €7,000 at the Lordship Credit Union. And the court is now adjourned and the three judges say they will give their verdict on that charge of robbery, which the two men are facing, later this afternoon.
And you'll be reporting on that in due course. Paul Reynolds, crime correspondent, thank you for that.